most people just don't understand that our bodies are always fluctuating. They look at the scale and it's like you identify with that number. If it's going to go up, you're going to have a shitty day. If it's going to go down, you know, woohoo!
Hey, girlfriends, welcome back to another episode of Staying Inspired. As always, I am your host and hype woman, Amanda Yoa. Today, I have with me the amazing Beth Faracco. Beth is a no bullshit online nutrition and strength coach, helping chronic yo-yo dieters break free from the all or nothing mindset. And that's what we're going to be digging into today. So Beth, thank you so much for being here. I want to say, let me just get my gush out while I can gush over you. I just want to say thank you for being that. I found you on Instagram and I love that you bring that energy of like the no bullshit. I got your back when it comes to, you know, dieting and nutrition, because it can be really intimidating and overwhelming, you know, and we live in a world where the diet industry is not out there. They ain't out there to help us, quite frankly. Mm-hmm. They're here to keep us in that loop of constantly needing. So I love that you're breaking that mold and saying, you know, no, there is a way and this is it. And I got your back and you can do it. So thank you very much. I really love that about you. Thank you for being
absolutely
here.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah. So I want to, if you could see my desk right now, there's so many like beverages and I'm gonna keep it real. Like my breakfast is still here. I got my morning oats.
Are you the queen of beverages too?
Yes.
I have like 5 million different bottles all the time everywhere.
It's
coffee,
crazy.
Water, seltzer.
Yeah. I'm like this in the morning, like trugging along into my office. But one of the things that I actually love that I have this little, it's a little shot. It's called Magic Mind. And I love that I don't have to worry about bringing it in here. But it's, for me, it's been replacing my morning coffee. I feel like I'm at this age, I'm 38. My hormones are kind of like going out of whack. So I'm kind of learning how I'm learning my body all over again, kind of. You know, and I noticed one of the things I've been reading, you know, coffee can kind of stimulate, especially in the morning if you have it first thing, which I'm like, I come down, I'm like, where's my coffee? I need my coffee. Mm-hmm. So I've been cutting that out and implementing Magic Mind, and it's been making a difference. I have to tell you, I know I speak on this all the time, but I really do. I've been noticing the difference of cutting out my coffee, especially around certain months of my cycle, where my anxiety is high and I feel like I can't really like focus. It's been really, I've been having a calming effect from it. It's been really helping me. It helps reduce my stress and anxiety, my mood, my, you know, being able to focus. Cause I know I've mentioned before, I'm pretty sure I have undiagnosed ADHD. So all the things, I love Magic Mind. If you want to check it out. Use the code GOLFRIEND, magicmind.com. You can get 20% off. But I'm really loving it. And yeah, like I said, if you could see my desk right now, it's an absolute disaster. So I'm glad that I have it because it's a quick little shot ski and it brings back memories of, you know, my party years. Only now I take a shot that feels good and gives me energy and focus. That's like actual real thing. And I love that it has like all kinds of nootropics. One of the things I love saying is ashwagandha, which helps lower your cortisol levels.
Yeah.
So I love that it's in there. So ashwagandha your way over to magicmind.com and use the code GOLFRIEND. Get yourself 20% off. All right. Let's dig in. I love this topic of, you know, cutting out the bullshit. You know, give us a little backstory first on what got you started on your journey towards inspiring and educating women to cut out the yo-yo dieting bullshit.
I think it was honestly, really, it was when I quit drinking, because I was immersed in the bullshit of my own bullshit for a very long time, like a lot of us are, you know? Mm-hmm. So I think when I quit drinking and I started getting into fitness, so fitness became kind of like, I don't want to say my alcohol and compare it to that, but it was like my stress reliever, and because I was using alcohol for everything. So fitness and health on nutrition, that kind of, you know, took a forefront to the alcohol. And that's what kind of got me into it. I started working, actually going to a gym where it was near my AA meeting when I used to go to AA. I don't go anymore, but I would go to the gym, Then I would go to AA after. And then my gym that I was going to was looking for a front desk person. So I decided, okay, you know what? I'm going to start working at the front desk. My son at the time was just starting preschool. So it was perfect. And then at that time, a few months after, my boss, who's now my business partner, asked me, you know, if I wanted to become a coach, do I want to start interning? He thought I would be really good at it. And I was like, yeah, let's fucking do it. So I started interning, taking nutrition courses, getting certified in my personal training. I was an in-person coach for about 6 years. And then from there, right before COVID happened, I was like, you know, I really want to start venturing out on my own at some point. I want to start making money for myself. My driving force was my father passed away 4 days before I graduated high school and left my mom with nothing. It was like, no one expected it. So she lost the house, went bankrupt. And so I didn't want the same thing to happen to me because my husband was around 45 at the same time when I thought about, you know, same age he was when he passed away. And so that was my driving force. And then COVID happened and it kind of pushed me to actually doing it because the gym got shut down. So I'm like, oh my God, what the fuck am I going to do? So let's start an online business. Let's immerse myself in, you know, social media, making TikToks. I really started out on TikTok. And from there, it just kind of, you know, morphed and blew up. And now I'm an online coach. I no longer actually coach. I have 10 coaches on my team that help me coach people from all over. Wow. So it's been a crazy ride these past 4 years.
Wow. I love hearing positive COVID stories. I feel like we've been through a lot, but to hear that, that was kind of like your driving force is so amazing. Now you have a whole team. That's amazing.
Right. It's crazy.
So, you know, what would you say? I mean, I have a few ideas in mind from personal experience, but what would you say are some of the pitfalls as to why, you know, women get caught up in this loop of constant dieting with no results?
Always going for the quick fixes, the very, you know, let's lose 30 pounds in 30 days, the promises, that diet culture, you know, let's try this, let's try keto, let's try intermittent fasting. Always trying to lose weight fast, which is not sustainable, right? I mean, we want to do this for the long term. And all these diets, they ask you to give something up, like, oh, carb fear, let's give up carbs, let's, you know, no, not eat breakfast. None of those things which you need to do. So I think it's always striving to be smaller, not focusing on strength training, and just doing like the mastering the boring basics, like not eating enough protein, not eating enough fiber. I think most people just don't understand basic nutrition.
Yeah. No. I don't think they do either. It's like one of another thing. Like I plan on doing a podcast episode of things like, you know, that we should have been taught. Yeah. And one of those things is nutrition. Like, honestly, I feel I vaguely remember learning something about it, but it wasn't like at a time in my life where I was really going to retain and be like, oh, this is very useful. I'm going to apply this to my life. Probably at the time my mom was probably making my meals for me. So what did I care?
Right.
You know? But you know, I wanted to dig into, cause I totally agree with all that. And the word that sticks out for me is quote unquote dieting. You know, I feel like this whole word needs to be kind of dismantled to begin with, because, you know, it's not really a diet. You know, I feel like when people are looking to change their life and implement nutrition, new ways of, nutrition into their body, they think they have to go on this thing. And it's like, you know, it ends up being something that's overwhelming and too much to take on. So what are your thoughts with that word? Like, diet?
I think, well, diet is just the way anybody eats. Like it could be an animal, like that's their diet, right? It's like, and like a human or an animal, that's just how they eat. But we have this word like diet is like a bad thing. It's like, it's really, you need to change your lifestyle. That's what it comes down to. If we could say, yeah, I'm working on a better life, a healthier lifestyle for myself, rather than I'm going on a diet. It's like, okay, what diet are you doing today?
Yeah.
I say, I'm just doing the me diet. Like, you're going to do the you diet, whatever works for you. Right. That's, you don't have to fucking name it.
No, it really does. Yeah. Like, I'm on a diet right now. It may not be something that's good for me, but you know, it's a part of my diet.
Right.
I hate that. You know, it, and that was the thing for me. And I know a lot of other women resonate with this too, because there's so many different options out there. mm-hmm. you know, and it's all about cutting out and restricting, you know, it's all what we're told not to do. And I know mm-hmm. you like to speak on, you know, you really don't have to restrict or cut out things in your quote unquote diet and live a healthy lifestyle or lose weight. You know, like what if I want the cupcake?
Right. Yeah. It's all think about what you can add rather than take away.
Right.
So it's like, okay, are you eating any fruits and veggies? Let's add those. Are you eating any protein? Let's add some protein. And once you start adding those things, they're more filling, they're more satisfying. Your blood sugar will be stabilized. You won't have many cravings. And this is where the balanced plate comes in, which not a lot of people know how to do. Like all your meals should have a protein, fat, or carb source. You know, if you have a bowl of rice with no protein or fat or anything, you're going to be hungry an hour later. It's not because, rice is bad. It's just, it's a carb source and you need to, you know, have a balanced meal. So everything is, you know, homeostasis over here. So,
yep. I think that's where I fell in love with you. I seen one of your Instagrams where it was like, about a sandwich on mm-hmm. lettuce. It's not a fucking sandwich. Sandwiches right. with bread. I'm like, yes, this one.
Right. You're eating a handheld salad. Like let's stop with the freaking, bell peppers and, you know, bell pepper sandwiches. I mean, come on, that's like keto. We're better than that these days, guys. I mean, if you like a bell pepper handheld salad, then go for it.
Yeah.
But I want a fucking sandwich, right? You know, and there's nothing wrong with it.
It's everything. And I think, you know, from my journey, it's everything in moderation, you know, and really getting rid of that all or nothing, making small, sustainable changes. You know, and that's just with me, you know, because what I wanted to ask you is, you know, is nutrition finding what's for you? Is it a one size fits all?
No, yeah. Everyone's different, right? I mean, we all have different tastes, different likes, different things we have access to, different budgets. People don't think about that. You know, I live near one Walmart and one Hannaford. I'm in Maine. So I don't have Costco. I don't have Target. I don't have TJ Maxx, Trader Joe's. Those things are an hour and a half away from me. A lot of people live in food deserts, like don't even have access to a Walmart. They might have to drive an hour and a half for that. So, I mean, we all have to work with what we have available to us. And that's when, you know, the food shamers are out there and the people with all the privilege saying, you know, you need to eat only organic and only this. It's like, you know, way to make moms and people that, you know, might not have as much as you feel like absolute shit.
Yeah, for real. Especially,
not cool.
and it's like overcomplicating mm-hmm. something that really doesn't have to be that complicated, you know, like right. finding what works for you, especially like, you know, you brought up being a mom, like I'm always on the go with my kids. So, you know, certain diets would not work out for me. Like you have to eat at a certain time and then stop eating at a certain time, or, you know, you have to eat this or this. And, you know, like keto, for example, I don't think that's something that's meant to be like long-term, but a lot of people do it long-term,
mm-hmm.
you know, and that's great if that works for you. But for me, it's just not sustainable. It's not realistic with everything I got going on in my life. So, you know, it really is a not one size fit all. But again, we are in this world where these, you know, the fitness industry and the health industry pumps out these programs that, you know, are a one size fit all. Try this and it'll, you know, try this pill or try this diet and it'll work for you. And it's, no, it doesn't. It really doesn't. I've tried it all, done it all, tried it all.
Yep. Same.
It's like,
I mean, I'm 51 and I can't tell it. I probably have tried every single thing out there.
Yeah.
Literally. I mean, I fasted for 14 days at one time, 14 days. Remember, do you ever hear of the lemonade diet?
No.
Lemonade, maple syrup, and cayenne pepper. I drank that for 14 days straight.
Yep.
I've done the HCG diet where I was eating literally 500 calories a day for 30 days. I lost a pound a day.
Wow.
And a lot of that was muscle and bone. Right. It wasn't good at all. But I've done all of it. None of it was sustainable at all. It was just striving to be smaller.
Yeah. And, you know, I do believe there's a purpose for everything, like a water fasting diet. And I'm sure there's a purpose for a certain niched person doing something with their lives, maybe in fitness, bodybuilding, what have you. But again, like that's being pumped out as a way to lose weight. And I think that's mm-hmm. such an unhealthy way.
Oh, yeah.
To lose weight. Like I can't even imagine living on water for one day, let alone 5 days. I'd kill somebody.
It's unnecessary.
Kill somebody.
Honestly. I don't think anyone should fast unless it's for religious reasons, really.
Yeah. And I'm not even good at that. I'm supposed to. Tomorrow's, I know who will be listening to this. It'll be later, but tomorrow is Ash Wednesday.
I was going to say, yeah.
Yeah. And it's also, and I'm Catholic, mm-hmm. and it's also Valentine's Day. And I was like, listen, God, let's have a talk here. I'm going to have the meat. I'm going to have the steak. And I'm going to, you know, I'm sorry. We can mm-hmm. still be boys, but that's what's going to happen. Put that on my, you know, ticket when I get up there. We'll talk about it. But
right.
Hey, guess what, goal friends? Yes, I'm interrupting this episode to tell you that I'm officially launching my merch line. Staying Inspired merch, where every piece isn't just apparel, it's a whole anthem. Not just a vibe, but a whole movement, baby. A statement that roars louder than words, defining what it truly means to stand out as a woman in today's world. Staying Inspired is more than a brand. We're a revolution to empower, uplift, and redefine womanhood. Each piece stamped with confidence, ambition, and fearless vibes. By wearing Staying Inspired, you don't just flaunt a look, yet amplify a message, a commitment to yourself, to shattering glass ceilings and creating a world where every woman thrives. We got something for every woman as well as the mamas. That's right. We got a Mommy and Me legacy line where fierceness of womanhood meets the tenderness of motherhood. Check us out at AmandaYoa.com. And you know what? I'm giving out a free gift to the first 5 lucky goal friends who shop our merch line. All right, I'll let you get back to the episode. Let's talk about the word, the S word, Gail. Should women be so concerned with weighing themselves? Because I got into an obsession with weighing mm-hmm. myself, very healthy obsession. And now I do, at one point I had to take all the scales out of my house. Mm-hmm. I do have to scale again because I've learned, you know, differently, treat my body differently. But that was a huge problem for me.
Yeah, it is for a lot of women. Yeah. I think women just don't understand the science behind the scale. I think we were taught the wrong way to look at the scale, like Weight Watchers meetings where you'd come in on weigh day and they'd like in front of everybody weigh you and whatever. You know, that shit is toxic. But fat loss is not linear. You're not going to see the scale go down every single day. That's just not how it works. And most people just don't understand that our bodies are always fluctuating, always. Like, you're never going to be the same weight a week straight, or you're never going to see the scale just go all the way down unless you're doing something like a ton of cardio, starving yourself, getting rid of carbs, you know, basically unhealthy shit.
Yeah.
And women just don't, they look at the scale and it's like you identify with that number. If it's going to go up, you're going to have a shitty day. If it's going to go down, you know, woohoo. And they'll base all of their emotions on that number, but not realizing that actually it's what happens over time that matters most. It's the trend. It's not the day to day.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I can literally lose, you know, a couple pounds right now if I pooped or peed. You know, I can gain a couple pounds if I ate a sandwich and drank a, you know, gallon of water. You know, it's like that's how this works.
So yeah. Or even like working out, which you wouldn't think would make you put on weight, but it does for a couple of reasons. And I've noticed that with my own journey. Mm-hmm. One, because I sometimes swell up after a workout.
Yeah.
So, you know, with those fluids and, I'll jump on a scale and it'll go up like a pound or something like that. And that used to really discourage me. I'd be like, what am I doing wrong?
Right.
I wasn't doing anything wrong. It was just my body reacting to
just water,
new activity. Yeah. Water weight.
Yeah.
And you know, like certain times of the month, like my, I've just all around stopped weighing myself because again, it doesn't define me. I'm more about how I feel in my body. Mm-hmm. And that's what I, you know, hope that other women take away from this too. It's more about, you know, how you feel, how you look, take pictures of yourself.
Yes. You know, how your clothes fit, your, you know, inches lost is, it's like, you know, I ask people, it's like, they get fixated on a certain number. It's like, okay, do you want your ideal body or ideal weight? Cause those things are two different things. You know, you can be 190 pounds and you have your ideal body, but you have that number in your head. Like, why am I this number? It's like, but you feel and look amazing. What's wrong with you? Your blood work is great. You're healthy. But we have this number that we've made up in our head that we think that we should be at. And that's just, we need to get rid of that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I guess you could say, you know, like patience is a virtue that we all mm-hmm. need to like saddle up and ride, especially in a world of quick fixes and diet fads.
Oh my God. Like, yeah. Yeah. It's no one has any patience anymore. I mean, especially when it comes down to, I mean, you can see on social media, you know, I can make a video explaining what the best fibers is in the world. I can go into a grocery store and be like, you know, here are your, you know, all the fiber options. And then in the comments, it's like, oh, can you let me know what good kind of fiber is? I'm like, I just made a whole video. Did you even watch it? It's like, you'd rather just jump to the question. Let me give you the answer rather than actually, you know, take on the information and, you know.
Yeah. 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 And again, it's the not having patience, the wanting mm-hmm. the, you know, instant gratification.
Yeah.
And getting that feeling of overwhelm of needing to, that's why I hate so much. Like when New Year's comes up and it's like, everyone's joining the gym and they're like packing on all of these, you know, massive changes. And yeah. Our brain does not know how to decipher that, nor does it want it. So it's going to do anything in its power to be like, bitch, we ain't doing this. Like,
right.
Big changes, you can't, like, you have to do small, sustainable things. And, you know, I hate when that's where you see them all come out of the woodwork, you know, let's start a new me in 2024. Mm-hmm. And
right.
It just, and yeah, it really rubs me the wrong way. Okay. Somebody who's listening to this right now is like, I got to get mm-hmm. my shit together.
Mm-hmm.
This woman knows what she's talking about. You know, what advice would you give someone who is maybe stuck in that yo-yo dieting all or nothing and wants to break free and start, you know, making healthier changes that work for them? What can they do?
I would just say, like, right away, what can you add? Like, what are you doing right now? And what can you add to it? Like, are you moving your body at all? Are you walking? Are you, you know, in the gym at all? If not, maybe add something. Maybe it's a 10-minute walk a day. You know, you got to start with something, even if it's, like I said, a 10-minute walk. Or we were talking before about, what's your protein look like? Are you eating any protein? Let's add some of that. And these things, you don't even have to add all at one time. You could be like, this week or this month, I'm going to focus on walking. The next month, maybe I'm going to focus on adding more veggies. So this is all about what you can do that you can be consistent with. Because like you were saying, like, everyone wants to do everything at once. Let me add veggies. Let me add protein. Let me add walking. Let me add strength training. And then suddenly you're like, oh my God.
Yeah.
So I think it's important to become consistent with one thing and then add something else. But also, some people can really add everything at once. There's people that work really well with doing it all. And there's some people that need to really do it slowly. So I think you need to figure out what type of person you are, what you can realistically do. If you are a mom and you work 40 hours a week with three kids, why would you stress yourself out and say, I'm going to go to the gym 5-6 days a week, you know, and then you're not able to do that. And then you get mad at yourself. It's like, well, that was unrealistic expectation for yourself that you set. So set realistic expectations. Something is better than nothing. So if you can't go to the gym 5 days, go to the gym 2. If you can't even do 2, go 1. At some point, you're going to be like, you know what? I think I can add another day. You know, you really have to figure out what works for you. And I think that's hard for a lot of people. They're used to following rules, like diet rules. Like, I can not do this and I can do that. And it's like, let me follow this rule. It's like, no, that does not work for you, most likely. You have to figure out your own shit.
Yeah.
What is going to work for you?
Yeah. I just found, I quickly found, I just started back. So I did boxing for the longest time and then I hurt my shoulder and, you know, had kids, life got busy and I haven't really been working out. So I'm like, you know what? I need to start moving my ass again.
Mm-hmm.
So I found this local kickboxing class. And let me just say, just because you can keep up does not mean that you should. Because I was literally head to toe sore. And I was like, there you go, Amanda, like going in with that all or nothing mindset. Like, why did you do that? Now you feel like you can't move. Then Wednesday came and I'm like, it was my plan. I'm like, okay, I can do Monday, Wednesday, Friday. This is a great schedule for me. The kids are in school. This works for me. I couldn't go Wednesday. And I was so upset with myself. And I'm like, we need to take it slower. So I contacted the girl. I'm like, listen, I don't want you to think that you scared me away. I'm like, but I just, 38 really showed itself in that room that day. And girlfriend's got to get herself back in better shape so I don't re-injure myself or hurt myself further. So I started going back to the gym and just doing small exercises. And I love it. And it, you know, it doesn't feel like I'm, you know, disappointing myself or letting myself down because I had these big expectations and I wasn't able to do them. So, you know, I say that to anyone listening who's like going all in. And if you haven't gone all in a long time, sometimes even though you feel like you can and you might be able to keep up, doesn't mean that you should. Yeah. I wanted to ask you too, like, as far as like working out is concerned, do you feel like one is more important over the other, like nutrition versus fitness?
Well, they're both, they both do their part, right? But nutrition is the driver of fat loss and exercise is the passenger. So think of exercise as almost like separate than your nutrition. Okay. Exercise is for heart health, mental health, and to build muscle. Your nutrition is what's going to be really change your body. As strength training will also change your body too, but it's like a combination. I mean, you could lose weight by not working out at all, but then, you know, your cardio health will be in the shitter. You won't have any muscle. So you have to think of it almost like a separate thing. The nutrition is like the top, and then the exercise is like the icing on the cake. I guess that would be a good analogy.
Yeah. And yeah, please let yourself know that you can have the cake.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And also, you know, if you're exercising and your nutrition isn't in check, you still will get health benefits from that. So
yeah,
you know.
Yeah. Yeah. I love it. I love your one video about the what was it? The Pop-Tart. And it was like, if you're going to look for something that's like similar to it, you're still going to want it. And that's the truth. Mm-hmm. And then you end up overeating, and because you all you wanted was really that Pop-Tart. So just have the Pop-Tart.
Yeah.
You know, and it, you know, again, it comes down to like things in moderation. That's what I've learned along my journey is everything in moderation. And the plate was a big proponent for me and something that I was never taught, the plate. So it's for me how I do it. And let me know if I'm doing this wrong. I hope I'm not. Nah. So it's like half the plate is all of my greens. So I usually do. I'm a salad girl. I don't really like hot vegetables. So I'll do just like a salad, a green leafy salad. And then I do a spot up top for my protein and then a spot down the bottom for my carbs.
Yeah. Perfect.
Yeah. Yeah. There you go, ladies. See, I'm doing things right.
So perfect. Yeah, exactly.
Oh my gosh. Well, this was so much fun. I feel like we blasted through, but it was,
I know. Oh my gosh.
It was a lot of juicy information. And I, you know, this is a really important thing for me because I know how much I struggled with my diet journey. And there are times when I still do. And I need, you know, women like you to remind me that, you know, don't fall into those fads or don't fall into that all or nothing mindset. You know, cut the bullshit and realize that nutrition is unique, just like we're all unique. And you have to find what works for you. You have to have patience and understanding that, you know, Rome was not built in a day and neither were we. So, you know, thank you so much for being here. Let everyone know where they can find you.
You can find me at Beth Faracco Fitness, basically on TikTok, Instagram, BethFaraccoFitness.com is my website. I have a podcast as well called Cut the Crap with Beth and Matt on Amazon, Spotify, iTunes. So, yeah.
All right. Well, there you have it, everyone. Beth Faracco. Till next time, stay inspired. And that's a wrap on today's episode, girlfriends. But wait, before you go, I got a few things for you to do real quick. Number one, drop us a review. Your feedback is gold and helps us grow and bring the show to more amazing listeners just like you. Number two, subscribe. If you haven't already, what are you waiting for? Subscribe to our podcast. This way, you'll never miss out on another amazing episode. And number three, join our VIP email list. I mean, are you ready for some exclusive content, sneak peeks, and special goodies? Well, then sign up. Trust us. It's where the real party happens. Your support keeps this show roaring. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, together we create that next level self. Okay, I'll let you go now. Bye-bye.